What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, where you've got the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival coming up next month, February 15th. Also, brand new release in the tap room. They've got Rise and Grind, an Imperial Cream Ale with coffee, natural caramel, and vanilla flavors. Always a good time at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And always a good time drinking a Funky Buddha wherever you're at home, on the couch.
I agree.
Watching a game. At the Cheetah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Cheetah Pompano is a great spot to watch a big game like this Sunday. Two big games on Sunday, conference championship games. They've got HD TVs throughout the club and VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. You know, Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6, full dinner menu in the evening. If you're an in-the-biz worker, Cheetah takes care of you like no other. And don't forget, there will be a huge big game party at Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach, just like always. And that is the place to watch the game. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. And you can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. I thought today... I thought today we might get Jimmy Butler news during the show, and now I'm hearing breaking news music, but I don't know if it has to do with Jimmy Butler or not, but I was literally just going to say that. So what do we have in the breaking news department, Solana? Shams bomb.
The Miami Heat, according to Shams Charania, I have checked... Double checked. I've checked 15 times to make sure I'm not getting duped by a fake account. This is Shams Charania's official Twitter account. The Miami Heat are planning to suspend Jimmy Butler for 2 games. Sources tell ESPN Butler missed a team flight today, and had plans to join the Heat tonight. Now Miami is keeping him home from its 2-game road trip.
As I was saying in the last hour, like, it just doesn't.
He's a child.
To have him traveling with the team right now, you're just asking for problems.
But it's not them. But they didn't tell him, don't show up to the plane. They thought they were dealing with grown people.
Like, if you're, like, you're going to see that. You're going to see that. And who knows what he would do tomorrow night on national TV. So.
Just be a grown man, Jimmy. I like Jimmy, but we all talk about it. We enjoy Jimmy Butler, his disposition, how he acts. Like, his personality is funny, but just be a grown-up. Like, this little temper tantrum starting to get on my nerves.
Missed a team flight.
Oh, I don't want to be here. I don't want to even see you guys. Get out of my room.
I mean, admittedly, there's a lot of rain and it's chilly down here. Is it possible he had a difficult time getting to the airport on time?
The roads were icy. Yeah. 65 degrees. Yeah.
It's really not his fault. I mean, the Australian Open last night, had to stay up late. Watch, he's a big tennis fan, had to stay up late, probably just slept in a little bit. Those flights are always way too early anyways, right?
Grown men temper tantrums get to me, and this is what this is, and I don't like it.
Well, when you get to that level, and it's funny that we're talking about money, but when you get to that level of FU money, you can do whatever you damn well please.
Solana, I didn't know. I knew it was a lot of money they gave him, but Solana said earlier they've given him $190 million.
No, that was his extension.
Right. And he's not going to collect that because he's going to miss out on $50 million of that next season. But he still will have made with the Heat how much during his five seasons with the Heat? Minus, obviously, a few million that's going to get dinged for these suspensions. But in his five seasons, what? I mean, it has to be 150 mil?
I'm looking it up right now on Spotrac, but he got here in 2019, 30 million, 30.1 million, 34 million. So that's 64 million over his first 2 years. Then he signed that extension, 36 million, 37 million, 45 million. With the Miami Heat, he has totaled over $232 million, close to $233 million. That does not include the $52.5 million that he would be guaranteed a season from now if he were to opt into it.
And I don't know if I'm just a bootlegging trustee, but like, you done gave me $230 million. Man, I make it to the plane, Colt.
Yeah, like, I'm the same way. I may hate you, but
we have our differences, but man, until this trade goes through, I'm gonna make it to the plane. Like, and I'm always on the athlete side, but this temper tantrum, I'm mad, and I want the world to know I'm mad. Get out of my room. This is my room.
Ira and Anthony Chang. Let's go. Let's update your Twitter accounts here. At least retweet Shams or something.
Ira's asleep.
I don't know what they're doing. What are they doing? I mean, are they waiting for confirmation? Oh, that's so 2024, Ira. Just tweet it out.
And it's even holdouts, I understand. But like this, well, mid-season, your team.
I mean, think about it, Crowder. By going out there and playing, which, by the way, because the Players Association filed a grievance, it would benefit Jimmy Butler to go out there and play basketball, right? Which is what we said the past couple days. Just do enough. But you risk injury. You risk injury. Jimmy Butler.
Not the way he's playing. You can't get injured standing in the corner.
Jimmy Butler.
He was aggressive yesterday.
It was the most in the first half. It was the most aggressive and the most normal it looked, but then the third quarter happens and Portland with Jeremy Grant and Shaedon Sharpe start blowing you out of the water. I mean, that's when your best players take over ball games, and you can tell you just had no interest in doing that. Same thing that happened against Denver. You can't get injured if you're suspended. And if Jimmy Butler is being told, whether it's Kevin Durant or his people who are talking with Phoenix, and they're saying, hey, you come here, we are giving you $150 million like you're asking, or whatever it is, $130 million like you're asking, then guess what? A couple million due to suspensions is worth
nothing.
It. Right. It's worth it.
Let me find out if this is really true or not. Let me check out Kevin Love's Instagram.
Kevin Love's our insider? And I don't know. I've said it 100 times. I've got duped now. Jimmy is going to act like a baby when he's upset, but now he's our baby and I'm upset by it. I let him get to me with this, but this whole 2 weeks, it's childish, man. This is
you know who's always a gamer though?
Girls fighting.
You know who's always a gamer though? You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Who?
The Costco guys.
I hate you.
Let's get a quick look at the headlines because I want to talk sports with Zach Gelb this hour. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Odyssey just put out a push notification, the Odyssey app. Miami plans to suspend Jimmy Butler, star forward, 2 games for missing team flight. Tap for reaction on WQAM. Had somebody tapped right when they got that push notification, they would have heard Hawk transitioning from Jimmy Butler reaction to the Costco guys.
Right. I think it's a fair analysis, don't you? If you get annoyed by people who, you know, mail it in, you're annoyed by Jimmy Butler. If you want, you know, effort all the time, maybe even overperforming what your physical skills are, give yourself a little time with the Costco guys and the Rizzler.
Jimmy's acting like them little heavyset little boys. He's acting like 12-year-olds.
Just a shame how this entire era is going to end. Like Jimmy Butler missing flights because he's mad at Pat Riley for saying mean things about me. Get out of here, man. Enough.
What is the emo Jimmy? That emotional, overwhelmed. I can't stand that. I tell my kids that all the time. It's something now that kids say. They're like, I'm going to crash out if this happens. I said, you're not crashing anywhere. You're going to do your damn homework and go to bed is what you're going to do. I'm going to, I don't know how life just, it's taking over me. Get your dinner.
How about instead of calling spanking them a pow-pow, what if you changed it to, I'm going to give you 5 big booms? So you're speaking their language more. You know what I mean? Like you're relating to them and maybe they grasp it a little more. You are asking for 5 big booms.
But isn't booms positive?
Well, you turn it into a negative.
I think I'm going to stick with Pow Pow. I've rode that thing out 13 years.
I don't think it's got legs.
I get them legs.
So for those
Al
of you.
Al Golden update. We have an Al Golden update.
Yeah. It looks like Al Golden is going to need to go into his closet and pull out those orange ties that he rocked at UM. He's going to be the new defensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals.
How about that? Tom Pelissero. The Bengals are finalizing a deal with Notre Dame defensive coordinator Al Golden, who's expected to be in Cincinnati on Thursday to officially sign on as the defensive coordinator. Good for him. Enjoy the Skyline Chili.
The guy who just let Ohio State throw up 40? I don't get it. But I don't understand why a lot of coaches are still coaching, so don't go by me.
Paid his dues, though. Went to Detroit.
Paid his dues.
Was like a linebackers coach. After getting canned from UM, that dude paid his dues.
Yeah.
Went to Detroit. He bounced around like 2 NFL teams. Went back to college football.
Went to the national
resume
championship
up
game.
And was on the national championship game.
Yep. Yeah. And ran man coverage and blitz 6 every play of an entire season in the NFL. Cincinnati defense isn't getting better, in my opinion. We'll see next year. But
Anthony Chang, Miami Herald. League sources confirm the Heat plans to suspend Jimmy Butler for 2 games. Butler was planning to meet the team in Milwaukee tonight after not taking the team flight this afternoon, but instead he will now serve a 2-game suspension.
So, checks notes here. Wore Phoenix Suns colorway leaning shoes to a Heat game last night.
Mm-hmm.
And missed a team flight, a mandatory team flight.
Doesn't sound from Anthony Chang like he missed it. It sounds like he was planning on flying himself.
Well, Shams Charania says he missed a team flight, and I'm not saying Anthony Chang is wrong. Like, I trust Anthony.
I think Anthony
as much
Chang is closer to the situation. He says league sources confirm the Heat plans to suspend Jimmy Butler for 2 games. Butler was planning to meet the team in Milwaukee tonight after not taking the team flight this afternoon.
That's not how professional sports work.
I got you, but I don't think he missed the flight. I don't think he ever intended on taking the flight.
And my team says we're leaving the private airport at 6, and I say, no, I'll meet y'all up there. I'll be out there after.
Right.
You can't tell a professional team, I'll see y'all after a little. I'll be up there after a little while.
I'm not saying you can. I'm just saying there's a difference between missing the flight, which means I'm actively trying to get there, and I wasn't able to make it, versus, oh, no, no, no. I wasn't flying with you mopes in the first place.
No intention of making it. Yes, I got you. Yes. You can't do it. I see y'all out the wild. Huh?
Ira Winderman has finally tweeted. He's awake.
Somebody will come up.
Ira was napping. Ira was napping.
He tweets, so now 2 more games for Jimmy Butler after missing flight. Well, now we've got someone calling it a missed flight again.
No, text Ira and tell him you take issue with his tweet the way you took issue with me.
I'm going
saying
to.
He missed a flight. Okay.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Because he says, so now 2 more games for Jimmy Butler after missing flight. Accidental? Question mark. No, it's not accidental. I just put it together for you.
Yeah. I don't like meatloaf. I'm going to go out and get something to eat I want.
I called out Ira the other day on Twitter because he posted a picture that needed some zoom. Mm-hmm. I said maybe Jake can teach him how to use the zoom feature.
4K is the new thing, Hawk. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's funny, you're really poking at people's picture-taking abilities today. And I truthfully don't recall you being a National Geographic photographer with a Nikon or something.
You ever see me post a picture from a stadium that you have no idea what I'm posting because it's so far away from anything?
No, I'm used to not looking at your pictures because your toes are always in them. It just creeps me out.
I have good-looking feet. I have good-looking feet, so I try to include that. I do. I try to include them.
Like a little seal paw.
Yeah. No, I have good-looking feet.
Squared off.
Yeah, manly
feet.
Pinky's
the same size as your... No, your pinky's
That's
the same
right.
size as
yeah,
your thumb
you can't
toe.
Grow your pinky the size of the rest of your toes. That's on you. Sorry if you gave up at the end of your foot. I didn't.
Big-ass pinky toe.
That's a good-looking foot.
Take that look.
That is a good-looking
foot. That foot is terrible. Looks like
a good. That's a good-looking foot right there.
No.
Let's see you, Paul.
No. So Ichiro Suzuki.
He's going to go back 4 times, huh?
Anything else, Solana?
Man, you guys really don't want to talk about this, huh?
He made the Hall of Fame. I'm going to take issue that he was one vote away from unanimous.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, who in their right mind isn't voting for Ichiro Suzuki to make the Hall of Fame? How? And how is there only one player in Major League Baseball history to be a unanimous selection to be in the Hall of Fame? And it was a closer.
It's a very exclusive club. It's a very exclusive club.
It's not a club if it's one person. It doesn't make any sense. You're telling me Ken Griffey Jr. wasn't a unanimous selection to be in the Hall of Fame? First ballot? Like,
very
what?
Exclusive club.
Stupid. Baseball stupid. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. So much for my Mount Rushmore of players to have worn a Marlins jersey. Guess we're not getting to that today. Your weather from the DeMesmin.
Ichiro, Gary Sheffield, Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo.
Maybe.
Triple Crown Man.
and Miguel Cabrera.
No, Triple Crown man. Yeah. Mega, yeah.
Yeah. Couple Hall of Famers, though, to have worn a Marlins jersey. Mike Piazza.
Mm.
Andre Dawson, of course, the person you are nicknamed after.
Yeah.
Pudge, Ivan Rodriguez, and Tim Raines, all Hall of Famers who have donned a Marlins jersey.
Right. Or Ivan Rodriguez.
Pudge.
Yeah, you called him Ivan Rodriguez.
Did I?
You really Americanized him, yeah.
Wow. Ivan!
Ivan! Ah! Ivan! Ivan! Ah! Ivan Rodriguez!
You're up, huh?
About Dontrell?
Just D-train.
The excitement.
But he's like...
A lot of men at that gym, he loved the D-train.
Mike Lowell.
Sauna.
Mike Lowell.
Of course.
But
now we're just doing like best Marlins, but that's not the, like, Ichiro wouldn't be on the Mount Rushmore Marlins players, but Mount Rushmore of baseball
you
players.
Have ever worn the Marlins jersey. Right. I got you.
Yeah. Josh Beckett? I don't know.
About Jose?
It wasn't around long enough.
Career was
a short window, but that joker was special now.
He might be on the Mount Rushmore of Marlins.
Yeah.
But we're talking about greatest to have ever worn the Marlins jersey. Anyway, go ahead. Anything else, Solana?
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free
Charlie
consultations 24/7.
I hung out with Chris Volstead one time.
Yeah, I've heard in the open.
Okay.
Free consultations 24/7. 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy in Miami.
Guys, you'd like to throw off of Mount Rushmore.
still raining in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid to low 50s or upper 50s. I don't know. It's going to be cold tonight. That is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shout out to all the pair.
Hawk and Crowder.
So the breaking news is that the Miami Heat are suspending Jimmy Butler for another couple of games. He missed the flight to Milwaukee today. Seems to be some differing points on... Let me read what Ira writes here in the Sun Sentinel, because I'm taking issue with just the verbiage from Shams and Anthony Chang and Ira as to whether this was a missed flight or this was just him never planning on showing up for the flight. But Ira writes in the Sun Sentinel, I'm reading this as we go here, after missing Wednesday's team flight for the Miami Heat's two-game trip to Milwaukee and Brooklyn, forward Jimmy Butler has been suspended again by the team for those two games. That follows his previous seven-game unpaid team suspension that ended three games ago with three largely indifferent efforts during those outings. As it is, the Heat's deliberation about their relationship with Butler has largely become cliche. At the initial stages, when the six-time All-Star expressed his discontent and the Heat responded with the seven-game unpaid suspension, the talk was about how to get the genie back in the bottle. Now, from there was the subtext in questions to teammates about the elephant in the room. Now, 2 weeks from the 3 p.m. February 6 NBA trade deadline, it is as if the situation is being cast solely about semantics. In the wake of Tuesday night's home humiliation at the hands of the lottery-lusting Portland Trail Blazers before the current team sanction, Coach Eric Spoelstra was asked about the third largely lethargic performance by Butler. Arguably, time and place might not have been optimal to reopen, for lack of cliche avoidance. Another can of worms. Spo said, "I know what you're trying to get out of me. You're not going to get anything worthwhile. This was not a very inspiring first three quarters by the whole group, so it's tough to pinpoint one person." Ira then writes, "Except it's not, as was evidenced by today's action. Not amid a month-plus swirl that has had the Heat in a vortex of heading off on a Wednesday for Thursday night's nationally televised game against the Bucks. Not when moments before Wednesday night's tip-off, it was learned that the Phoenix Suns, the team at the top of the Butler trade wish list, and arguably his only desired landing spot, had swapped out a juicy future first-round pick for three lesser future first-rounders, as in the type of collateral needed to make a multi-team deal work for Butler. So to recap, Ira says, at the shoot-around ahead of Tuesday night's game, Heat captain Bam Adebayo was asked about ongoing distractions and responded with a goal of, quote, locking into the game so we don't have to necessarily deal with more outside noise than we already have. Ira says, next note, less than 2 hours before tip-off, when asked about reliable forward Haywood Highsmith being moved to a lesser role in the wake of Butler's return, Spoelstra offered, quote, as we figure things out, his minutes will likely be more consistent. Reading more of what Ira has to say here. For now, it's as if Butler knew what was to follow when he last spoke last Friday. We're playing a whole lot of what ifs, ain't we? Wednesday, it turned out to be a case of what if he missed the team flight? And now we know, says Ira. So there you go. Jimmy Butler suspended for two games, which goes back to my point, Crowder, in the 4 o'clock hour, that I don't know what would be accomplished by forcing him to travel with a team that he obviously doesn't want to be around, because he's made it very clear he doesn't want to be around them. Yeah. So having him travel, then you're on the airplane. You run the risk of I'm guessing, respected superstar in the league. Now, maybe he's lost respect amongst his teammates, but you run the risk of them being poisoned by someone who is just the opposite of what the organization always holds up as Heat culture and Heat DNA. I just don't understand what would be achieved by him being around the team. Maybe they gave him the wrong flight info just to avoid that situation. Yeah, we're flying out of West Palm this time. I know, it's crazy.
But they also, NBA, PA, and all that stuff, they kind of let him hang himself.
Yeah.
We told you to come. We know you're not going to come, but we told you to come, and now you're not going to come because you're upset. So maybe they knew his next move. Pat and them, but Pat and Spo and Arizona, they're not dumb. Ellisberg, they're not dumb. But it's Jimmy doing what Jimmy has done to the last three teams when he wants to leave, and now it's us. Like, the guy has been divorced four times, and then the fifth wife thinks he'd never do that to me. Yes, he is. He's going to be a butt wipe on the way out.
And that's the one thing where you can kind of, I guess, say that the Heat almost drank their own Kool-Aid, right? They bought into their own hype. Oh, we'll keep that from happening because it's us.
And they did for four-plus years.
Yeah.
Barry Jackson tweets out from the Miami Herald, neither party wants to go through this, and decent chance Butler gets traded before February 6th. But imagine if he opts in this summer, hoping it would facilitate trades that the Heat wants but doesn't find one, and just keeps finding ways to suspend him for another full season. Unlikely it comes to that, but that would be something. That would be something. That would be one of the funniest things you'd ever live through as a sports fan. He opts in to $52 million next year. They cannot find a suitable trade, and they just keep suspending him all season long so they don't have to pay him the money or be around him.
Listen to what Tim Reynolds points out on Twitter, Hawk. Jimmy Butler is listed as a captain for a paddle tournament, padel, in Miami this weekend. Those dates coinciding with the Heat road trip to Milwaukee and Brooklyn. He writes, it should be noted that being listed as captain doesn't necessarily mean that Butler was planning to attend the event. He's been promoting that event, though. I'm saying this a lot on Instagram. There is something funny about that.
Well, is maybe the reason that he was flying on his own so that he could, because when do they play? They play Thursday.
Tomorrow, 7:30, and then Saturday, 6 p.m.
And when was the paddle event?
Saturday, probably Saturday morning. But it's this weekend. It's all weekend.
Back and I don't know.
But it doesn't work that way.
No, I know, but it has worked that way for him for four seasons. That was the point. You know, if you're reading all the Ira columns about it, like They've allowed him to do this nonsense for four seasons. So when Jimmy Butler, you know, becomes the spokesman for Padel or whatever the hell's going on here, you know, he hasn't been checked on any of that stuff in four seasons now, which, by the way, is part of the NBA Players Association appeal of the suspension is, well, wait a second. You can't just choose to start enforcing stuff that you haven't enforced for four seasons. But regardless, he's suspended. I yeah, knew it was going to be a disaster to have him on national TV tomorrow. The network would love it. Was it on ESPN tomorrow?
TNT Solana? Tomorrow.
TNT. I mean, oh, would they love, I mean, they're still going to love this. Charles and Shaq and Ernie and Kenny.
Kenny was there last night, by the way, on hand to watch the Heat get crushed by the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, I mean, you know Barkley hates this stuff. Like, Barkley hates athletes who dog it. Like, that's his, that's one of his calling cards. Like, they would have loved this on the network, but, man, there is no good that could come for the Miami Heat of having him there tomorrow night on national TV.
One more note, Hawk, going back to what Barry Jackson was saying would be a funny situation. We're all kind of seeing how the Phoenix trade went down yesterday, and just I think everybody's connecting the dots. Okay, that means Jimmy Butler is headed to Phoenix and Bradley Beal is going to go to Milwaukee. Like, how about this from Dwayne Rankin, who is a reporter for in Arizona, covers the Suns. He says Bradley Beal's agent says reports were created out of thin air about Bradley Beal accepting the no trade lift, that he would just automatically lift the no trade clause if Milwaukee, Denver, Miami, or LA were trade destinations. Brad's entire focus has been and is on getting healthy with his ankle and helping things turn around for the Phoenix Suns.
The only thing is an agent saying something. I mean, what did Bernie say about the the Jimmy Butler situation? I just don't put any credibility behind what an agent says.
For sure, but this idea that it's a done deal that Jimmy Butler is going to be a Phoenix Sun when the person who holds all the cards truly is Bradley Beal is a funny predicament we're all in. Like, everybody,
I agree. And listen, it was a done deal that Dame Lillard was coming here.
Right.
Until he didn't come here. Yep. So,
yeah.
And does Jimmy Butler have any say? Or can they trade him anywhere?
They can trade Jimmy as long as, you know, it works with the cap that Miami.
So they can Dame Lillard him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have to trade him to Phoenix. But right now, the best case for Jimmy Butler, for getting rid of Jimmy Butler in a trade, are the teams that are genuinely interested in Jimmy Butler. That's where you're going to get the most value out of that trade.
I got it. I mean, Pat Riley can be petty too.
Oh, for sure.
But also, to that point of Jimmy Butler, you know, I guess attractiveness, a guy that you know wants $130 million that's on the wrong side of 30 and is going to be disgruntled and is going to give you a hard time if he's not happy. Like, there's not going to be many suitors out there that want a Jimmy Butler.
Well, that's why I was saying it benefits him to play hard.
But that, again, I don't think he would have fooled anybody over the last three games. Like,
it's not fooling anybody, Hawk.
If you're Phoenix and Kevin Durant is saying, get him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, get him. Doesn't matter what you've seen for three games, for 30 games or whatever. If Kevin Durant is saying to you, go get me Jimmy Butler, then you're going to do it.
But I would submit to you that if Jimmy wasn't putting a stink and he wasn't missing team flights and he wasn't avoiding team huddles and not high-fiving teammates during games, there might be a longer list of suitors and maybe even a Golden State would be saying,
But he wants to go there particularly. And I think what he's saying is, you saw what Dame did by not doing anything? It ain't happening to me. I'm going to end up in Phoenix. Yeah. You just watch. You know what I mean? Like, you could see that. We got to take a quick break here, and then we'll continue our coverage of Jimmy Butler and greatest Marlins to have ever donned the Marlins uniform.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts. and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder. Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wonder, because a lot of this stuff, you know, Shaq burned bridges on his way out, and all of a sudden they're putting his number in the rafters, LeBron, but now they're chummy. Is this a relationship that one day will be fixed, that we will look back at the Jimmy Butler era, which is still going on, by the way? He's only been suspended. He hasn't been traded.
Yeah.
But will we look back at the Jimmy Butler era one day, unclouded by what's transpired recently, and just say, yeah, that was great. That was a great, you know, 4 seasons of 2 trips to the NBA Finals and some of the best moments that that any NBA team had during those 4 seasons.
Am I thinking about Jimmy's 50-point playoff performances like I'm thinking about Shaq's first championship or LeBron's 2 championships? No, I'm not. I don't think Jimmy is going to be in the rafters at any point through history.
I don't know. And again, time heals all wounds.
But final appearance.
When Shaq was going out the door, if I said to you, and he's taken, you know, Chris Quinn and Ron Culp with him, if I said to you one day they're going to have a halftime ceremony where Pat Riley's singing his praises, you'd say no chance. And these things come to fruition.
Our grandchildren will be speaking about Shaq and LeBron. My kids aren't talking about Jimmy Butler in 10 years.
Well, that's on you. If you're not showing them game five in Milwaukee, then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Hey, that's a big Costco guy.
Big moment.
And the Jimmy Butler game.
Shaq and Riley.
Jimmy Butler game five. That's probably like a Heat Mount Rushmore.
Someone gave
moment.
Us, by the way, on text, five big booms for today's show. Oh, appreciate that, Texter.
Thank you.
No, Texter, don't text me.
No, that's better than ratings, revenue. Someone gives you five big booms. Honestly, no joke. That's the highest form of compliment.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Well, Jimmy Butler suspended for two games, so he will not be on the road trip with the Miami Heat. He will not be there tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Will he be at the Padel tournament in Miami? I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out. All right, that'll do it for us tonight. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Panthers, go Hurricanes. We will speak with you mañana.
They call you the Yankee in the sauna?
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.